Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley here. It's an amazing day. Patience, man. Patience. I want to talk about that. I always want to drop out the E word, too, man. Expectations. What do we have? What are we looking for? Why do we expect what we expect? What frame of reference are we even using? Is it even realistic? You know, especially when you're starting a business. How fast you think you should get your first lead generated, how fast you think you should get your first sale, and all that good stuff. Look, if it's worth having, it's worth waiting for. Wouldn't you agree with that? If it's worth having, it's worth waiting for. You know, as you know, every morning when I record this podcast, I go through the world-famous Dunkin' Donuts in Loveland, Ohio, near my home. And the drive-thru was unusually crowded this morning. I'm not sure why. There's only drive-thru service, by the way, during the big corona. And they're not in, nobody's allowed to go inside. And people were just antsy. I mean, even check this out. Have you ever heard anybody ever beep their horn in a drive-thru? Bit like, we're all stuck. It's a parking lot. There's six or eight cars ahead of me, and somebody beeps their horn. It's like, where are you going? I don't know. Did they order? Maybe they ordered 18 donuts instead of six donuts, and it's taken a while. Our patience is getting really frayed, man. And I don't mean just in this period of time. I'm not talking about coronavirus or quarantine. I'm talking about just in general. When people are in motion and they have to stop or stall or wait just a little bit, boy, do they get frustrated. And it's all about expectations. Like, how long would you expect to wait in a drive-thru? I haven't even timed it. I don't know. What is it? If you, even in the longest wait, it might be 10 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes. What can you do in 10 minutes? Well, I could record a podcast in 10 minutes. I've actually recorded podcast in the drive-thru of Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's. When I saw that it was long, just grabbed my phone, put the mic in, the old Shure MV88 microphone, and got the podcast done before I ever got my coffee. That's called multitasking, my friend. I'm not Superman. I'm just saying the first thing I think about, okay, if I'm going to be waiting, what can I do? If I'm building a sales funnel online, for example, and I got to wait for the individual who I've hired to build the copy or the page, or if I got to wait for the video, what else can I be doing? There's a lot that we can be doing. We can be telling people about the product that we're creating. We can be telling people about the membership. We can be telling people about the coaching program that we have to offer. It doesn't need to be built. You ready for a value bomb? I need sound effects. Anybody do? I need sound effects for my podcast. I need the value bomb coming. You ready? You want to know what some of the most successful sales campaigns are for people who market online and offline? Pre-orders. Pre-launch. You ever seen the pre-launch emails? Hey, guy, getting ready to pre-launch my course, my coaching course, my membership site, my whatever it is. You could open up a furniture store. God, I use furniture stores a lot in references, and I don't know why. I've never owned a furniture store. I've never worked in a furniture store, but I used them as a reference the other day. But just say it doesn't matter what you do online. This is amazing. Do a pre-launch. Give people an opportunity to send you money before your product is ready. What does that do? Oh, boy, it does a lot. Well, the very first thing it does, it puts the fire to your butt to get going, to get the course created or the content created or the program launched and ready to rock and roll, because now you've committed. This thing's going to be live the first of the month. So it better be live the first of the month, or you better have a good reason why it's not. And really, there isn't a good reason. If you've got time, it's just a priority. If you've got to put in 18-hour days, you put in 18-hour days because you're collecting money from somebody, all right, ahead of time. And in return, what do they get from you? They get a discounted price because the course isn't ready. They're making, kind of putting it on layaway. They still have layaway? Remember Kmart, places like that? Hills Department Store in Western New York. I remember that as well. The Bon Ton. JCPenney, my mom at Christmas time used to put a lot of stuff on layaway in the summertime. We didn't have any money, so she'd put, you know, give somebody $10 to put something for Christmas on layaway. She would just make payments on it every week, every month. Do they still have that layaway program? Do we even still do that anymore? Anyway, that's kind of what people are doing. They're putting together like a layaway program. They're giving you, if the product's going to be $500, you sell it to them for $400. And they give you that $400, that's layaway. They're getting a $100 discount on the program. It's going to be the same program everybody else gets, but they're giving you money ahead of time before they get the product. Don't be afraid to do a pre-launch. And that forces you, number one, to get going and get the product created. Number two, it obviously gives you an injection of cash. You know, it gives you the capital and it gives you the incentive. You know, there's something wild when you all of a sudden get 10 grand in your account, in your merchant account, and now you've got that influx of capital. You can pay your programmers. You can pay people to develop content for you. You've got options. That's the one thing money does give you, is it gives you options. You know what I mean? So a lot of people are like, and I agree with this statement. Look, the money for the love of money is the root of all evil. And it really is. When you make money an idol, you're done. I-D-O-L. When you make money an idol, you're toast, man. I see so many men and women out there that are worshiping money. Like, checking accounts high, savings accounts high, they're in a great mood. Checking account low, savings account low, they're in a bad mood. I mean, imagine your mood fluctuating by a decimal point or a comma. That's no good, guys. Don't worship money. However, money gives you options. And if you want more options when you're doing business, especially online, create a pre-launch, you know? Yeah, that expectation of, you know, this needs to be done now. And look, even in the pre-launch, if you don't have a great pre-launch, you don't have a lot of, it's no big deal. You're learning. You're always learning. You're never losing. You're either winning or you're learning. And you need to take that mindset into it. But money now, this infusion of capital during your pre-launch campaign will give you options, you know, and that's what money does for you. So anyway, the whole point of this podcast as we got started was going through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru and waiting and people beeping and they're impatient. Man, dial it back. I mean, have some expectations. You got to spend 10 minutes in a drive-thru. What's 10 minutes in a drive-thru? I mean, we've gotten so spoiled as a society. Hey, if you only made $5,000 on your product launch, you only made $500. What's the big deal, man? You made $500. And oh, by the way, how much did you learn throughout that process? How much did you learn? That is where the real secret sauce is, man. That is where the real deal is. Learning. Inside the word learn is earn. And let me tell you, man, there is some powerful nuggets in there. And as a kind of a side note, ending today's podcast today, you know what I think about when I'm having a tough day these last month or so? I think about all my small group friends, the people I do Bible study with every Tuesday night. And I told you, if you want to really get perspective, go hang around some 70 and 80 year olds. Okay, they've lived life. They've had the big houses. They've had the nice cars. None of it mattered to them. All they want now, they want to wake up. They want to have a healthy day. They just want their health. That's all they want. They want their health, and they have a really amazing relationship with their God, you know? And I think when I wake up and I'm, you know, I got four kids at home for the past month. One of them's got a very low immune system, our baby Susan. You know, we're always guarded with her. On a good day, when there isn't any pandemic, we are sanitizing and washing our hands. So, you know, I thank God every day that, yeah, look, times are difficult. We got four kids at home. Three of them are doing virtual school. One of them's in college, two in high school. My wife's doing preschool every day with Susan. Everybody's on a Zoom call. It's crazy. It's chaotic. Your house is probably even worse than that. I mean, our house is absolutely chaotic right now. But I think about my 70 and 80 year old friends who I haven't been able to see in over a month because we can't gather together and worship. We can't gather together and get into the word, you know, and this is everything to them. They don't get out much, you know, us getting together on a Tuesday night, they set their watch by it. You know anybody that's 80 years old, your dad, your mom, your grandparents, you know anybody that old? Do you know when you tell them, hey, we're going to go grab breakfast next Tuesday at 9 a.m., you know, they're there at 8:30, right? You know, they put it on their calendar, not their phone. They put it on their calendar. They wrote it in pen. That ain't moving. Like, that is their life. Their whole life revolves around breakfast with you next week at 8:30. Okay. And that's what I really think about is if I'm having a hard day these past few weeks, they're having 10 times a harder day because, you know, their whole social life revolves around getting together with us. And I miss that. I miss them and I feel bad for them. And, you know, if my sales page isn't working or my funnel isn't intact or my webinar went down or the Wi-Fi isn't good, that can always be fixed. You know, you can't get time back. You can't get, you know, having this expectation and you're, you know, you need this to happen right now and yesterday and all this stuff going wrong. Just find somebody. There's always somebody who's got it worse than you, and there's always somebody who's way more grateful than we are, and that's what I try to dial into. So I hope the message helps for today, to get you through today, to have the expectations dialed in the right way. And oh, by the way, man, if you want to work together, giddy up. What are you waiting for? Go to launchwithsam.com. That's my personal calendar. You know what's going to happen? You're going to set up a time to talk, and I'm going to call you, and we're going to start working together one-on-one right away and get momentum going. All right? It's my personal calendar, launchwithsam.com. Get on it. I'll call you. We'll get after it, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.